On September 21st, natural gas started flowing to Poland through the new Baltic pipeline from Norway to Denmark and the Baltic Sea. This pipeline became operational exactly a day after leaks were detected in the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline. Now, this cannot be a coincidence, and I'm not at all surprised. And I've also mentioned in my previous video in a very detailed manner as to who all can possibly sabotage the Nord Stream pipelines. This was United States and Poland's strategy to get away from Russian dependency. This pipeline is known as the Baltic Pipe Project. It connects Poland to Denmark. From Denmark, the pipeline connects to the Europipe 2, which is a pipeline in the North Sea. Europipe 2 is a natural gas pipeline which is quite old, and it connects from Norway to Germany. This new Baltic pipeline will transport natural gas from North Sea to Poland via Denmark at about 10 billion cubic meters a year. It is almost 900 kilometer long pipeline. So the main beneficiary of this new Baltic pipeline is Poland, because this pipeline will replace roughly 60% of Poland's gas imports that used to come from Russia via the Yamal pipeline. So look at the timing of this new pipeline's commissioning. One day after sabotaging Nord Stream pipelines, suddenly a new gas pipeline starts from Poland to Denmark to Norway. In fact, the whole Western media blamed Russia for sabotaging its own gas pipelines, which did not make sense. In fact, the US CIA had warned Germany in advance about a possible attack on Nord Stream gas pipelines. All these information are enough to understand that it was United States as well as Poland who destroyed the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline. And for those of you who still think that the Nord Stream pipelines must have burst because of earthquake or underwater landslide, then you also must think why it did not cause any damage to the new Baltic pipeline. Even this pipeline passes near to the island of Bornholm. Now, this automatically means Norway is going to become the next energy center that will supply gas lifeline to Europe. In fact, the Prime Minister of Norway has also given a hint that the Scandinavian nation, which is a staunch NATO ally and a European Free Trade Association member, might supply gas at a discounted price to energy-starved European nations. If you remember, Norway always projects itself as a vulnerable country to the impacts of climate change. But this country has made bucket loads of cash because of soaring fossil fuel prices. By the end of this year, Norway expects a revenue of around 93 billion euros from exporting oil and gas. More than 90% of Norwegian gas heads to the European Union and Britain each year. So countries like UK, Norway, Canada, they always project themselves as climate victims, but in reality, they are climate hypocrites. Anyhow, that is their policy. So this new pipeline is supposed to provide some cushion to the ongoing European energy crisis. United States and its European allies have destroyed the Russian Nord Stream pipeline. And now Swedish Navy has decided to block off the area on the Nord Stream pipeline for doing investigation. They will create a nice cover-up story. In the coming days, we will get to hear a nice made-up story with full scientific backing. And that's it. The news will become old. Everyone will move on to the next issue.